The refugee situation that's going on right now is something else to be concerned about. So I ordered 10,000 Arabic tracts from Fellowship Tract League. I already shipped 5,000 of them. In fact, they arrived at my house today. I seen the shipment, but I got 5,000 in my suitcase I packed this morning that I'm taking Tuesday morning. And in Budapest, and the missionaries in Croatia, and then at the end of Croatia's a major problem too. That's who was asking me about these Arabic tracts. And then, but we have them in Budapest. We have some in Romania. But I'm also going up to Germany at the end of the month for Thanksgiving and taking Arabic tracts up there for the German churches that are preaching the gospel. Amen. So pray about that, because the people need to be saved. Amen. They really do. And go ahead and go to John chapter 14. I'm an open book. People said I'm too transparent at times, but I have a table out there. I set it up for kids too. I got a few Romanian toys on it and whatnot, but you're welcome to contact me, write me, ask me any questions, certainly pray for us. And we love the kids so much. We got about 90 kids in the orphanage right now. We got like 25, 26 babies. Pray they open up adoptions again, because I know I have a lot of friends around the states that will adopt children if they were able to get them Romanian kids again. And that would be a blessing. Now, Romania did shut down the abandonment thing. And that is that's the hardest thing on a kid, because they know their mom and dad's alive. They're just in another country, and they only see their mom and dad maybe every 2-3 years. And, you know, it's basically saying, you're my kid, but I don't want you. And it's awful hard on the kid's heart. And the director loves me being there, because they look at me as dad. So I'm the faithful one, and they're all looking forward to me coming back, and I'm looking forward to being with them. And it's kind of amazing that a week from Saturday, I'm going to be in the orphanage with the kids. That's a blessing, amen. So John chapter 14, verse 8, I hope this is a blessing for you. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Amen. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for Christ, and I pray you would just lift him up tonight. Father, bless the people here. Bless the needs. This dear brother that's just on the edge of coming to be with you, Father. Take him home even now. Father, you know, who knows the different reasons why some people hold out an extra prayer, an extra family member. Certainly that's worth it, an extra day, Lord, to see someone else saved. Lord, may people see the importance of Christ and how great they need Jesus to be their Savior. Lord, help us to be a good testimony and good witness for the truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, you know, Jesus had a lot of things to say throughout the Scriptures. And here Thomas, he just got done telling them, you know, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. But he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. I mean, that's a cure for heart trouble, amen. It's faith, it's belief, amen. It'll fix anything. It really will. The reason we don't have victory is because of our faith, amen. Faith is the victory that overcometh the world. And if you're struggling with anything, all you need to do is get in the book, amen. My buddy Jim Pranger over in Budapest reads 45 chapters a day. He reads his Bible through every month. He lived in Siberia for 11 years. He taught himself Russian by writing out the Russian Bible by hand. And now he's taught himself Hungarian by writing out the Hungarian Bible by hand. And it's a good thing to do to write out the Word of God, amen. So, but you know, tithe your time in the Word of God. 2 hours and 40 minutes. Every American has time for that, amen. But, praise the Lord. Jim's a challenge, amen. But I run around with Jim and we challenge one another. You know, being a missionary is a wonderful thing. You get to meet a lot of great people, a lot of great men of God, a lot of great missionaries, a lot of great servants. But you also get to meet the people in the church, amen, in each local church, because you're the people that make it happen, amen. America's falling apart. It's a disaster. We just, you know, we're just shaking our head what's going on here. These people have lost their mind. They are not thinking right at all in this country at all. And I think one of the main reasons that God's even keeping it together is because of you and your mission programs, amen? There's a lot of work to do out there, amen? I was in Nepal last year. It's a wide open field to go and preach the gospel to these Hindu people and these Buddhist people, amen? And there's a lot of opportunity to do that, but that's a young man's ministry, let me tell you that. But there's opportunity out there. There are people here in Jackson that need to be saved, amen? You just got to go and tell them. All this, you know, I was upset that I was 27 years old before somebody told me, amen? And then I got people telling me that they knew. You knew about this, you know? Why didn't you tell me? All you got to do is, you know, you'd be surprised. And I had people, I remember in 82, I had one guy, he looked like Willie Nelson. I drove a truck down in Houston, Texas, a urethane tanker, sprayed urethane on roofs. And he looked like Willie Nelson. He told me, he said, "Paul, I'm not going to preach to you, but I'm just going to tell you, you need the Lord." Well, I needed to hear a little bit more than "you need the Lord." I just realized that I shouldn't be cussing around this guy. And then another guy was talking to me about you know, this other lady that I sold dope to was telling me about how Jesus is the only way. Well, yeah, Jesus is the only way. You know what I mean? Sometimes you just got to tell people, hey, listen, you cannot save yourself. Thomas asked here, you know, I got to get back in, Philip, because I was thinking of Doubting Thomas. Philip said, he said, "Show us the Father and it suffices us. It'll be sufficient if you just show us the Father." Of course, Jesus said, "Have I not been so long with you? If you've seen the Father, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father." Amen. Now, look at Acts chapter 2. You know, what is sufficient? You know, the amazing thing is our churches are full of people that are unbelievers, really. And it does come down to that. We do so little because of unbelief. We could do so much more if we believed God a little bit more. When you stand before Christ, because you will stand before Christ, each and every one of us shall kneel before the Lord. Amen? Every one of us. And I hope you're saved, amen, and looking forward to it. It shouldn't be, the judgment seat of Christ should not be a surprise. Amen? That's not going to be a surprise that I'm going to look Jesus eye to eye, that I'm going to see Him someday. Am I going to look at Him and say, "Oh Lord, I wish I would have believed You more. Oh Lord, I wish I would have done more." Amen? Time is short. And some people are saying, "Man, Paul, you're getting a little bold." A little bold? I've been preaching, I've been telling people for a long time, and I'm not nasty about it. I'm doing it in love. Just telling people the truth and saying, "Hey, you need Christ and you need to follow Christ and you need to give your life to Christ." Amen. The things of this world are not worth holding on to. In Acts chapter 2, I better turn there since I told you to turn there. It's after the book of John. It's before the book of Romans. Amen. Acts chapter 2. What does it take for us to believe God? You know, everybody reads in verse 37, you know, the water babies, they stick to this thing about verse 38, repent and be baptized, okay? They say, "Oh, you got to be baptized, be sinned, be saved." Well, baptism never washed away anybody's sin, amen? Only the blood does, amen? And how do you get the blood applied? How do you get the blood applied? What about Paul's conversion? How did Paul get the blood applied? When did Paul really get saved? When was his sins really forgiven? Ananias told him, "Why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away your sins, calling upon the name of the Lord." Is that what he said? Acts chapter 21. He said, "Wash away your sins, calling upon the name of the Lord." You know, I got a lot of people say, "Oh, you're." I had a guy have me into his missions conference because I was trusting my prayer and I wasn't trusting Christ to save me. So I needed to get saved by just trusting Christ instead of trusting my prayer. Hey, listen, I know it's a big mess out there with people just, "Hey, do you want to go to heaven? Just ask Jesus." You know what I mean? Nothing about sin, nothing about, you know what I mean? No need. Nothing about the fact that you need a Savior, all right? Nothing about the gospel, that Christ died for your sins, that He was buried, that He rose again, amen? And that those of us that come to Him are saved to the uttermost, seeing that He ever liveth to make intercession for us, amen? But Jesus did teach a prayer. I'll go face to face with any preacher in this world on the fact that Jesus Christ taught a prayer. He told the woman at the well, "If thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that's speaking to you, you would ask of Him and He would give thee living water." He said this in Luke 11:13. He said, "If you being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask?" He did say that. It does say in Romans chapter 10, there is no clearer text in salvation than Romans chapter 10. "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." And it says three times, call. You won't be ashamed, you'll call. "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And how shall they call on Him in whom they not believed?" So if you believe that Jesus will save you, you will call. I had a missionary in Austria tell me, 25 years my senior, told me, he said, that's not a prayer. Well, what is it? Amen. Amen. Quit confusing the gospel. But you know what? I don't have a problem whether you prayed or not, because I know one thing. If you believed on Christ and you seen, you got the knowledge. See, the gypsies, they raise their hand for salvation every time. Okay? And I realize, hey, that's not salvation. I can't give an invitation because they constantly raise their hand. And Peter said this. He said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to get grace and peace through knowing that Jesus saves. That's where you rest. Will you put your faith in the gospel? Boy, did I get off my message. But anyhow, we need to make it clear and simple, amen? The power's in the gospel. The gospel is not that Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. The gospel is that Jesus died for my sins. Jesus died for your sins. He died in your place. He was buried and He rose victorious. He's alive. Amen? He's our intercessor. He's our mediator. He's our advocate. Our judge is our lawyer. What a deal. Amen? But when you put your faith in the gospel, according to Hebrews chapter 4, you rest and you cease from your own works. I have not been working for salvation for 25 years. Amen? It's been nothing but pleasure knowing that Jesus is sufficient. Amen? His Word, you know what it says in verse 41? This is the important part, and I'm going to run through this real quick. But in Acts chapter 2 and verse 41, it says, and they that gladly received His Word were baptized. See, the reason they got baptized is because they received the Word. Amen? Look at 8:14. It all happens the same for everybody, really, in one way. Chapter 8 and verse 14. All right. Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God. Amen. Chapter 11, verse 1. And the apostles and brethren that were in Judea heard that the Gentiles had also received the word of God. Amen. Chapter 17 and verse 11. I had somebody tell me, you know, Jesus, God only mentions being born again one other place other than John chapter 3, and that's in Peter. And he says, by the incorruptible seed, not by corruptible seed, but by the incorruptible seed, the Word of God, amen, which liveth and abideth forever. All right? I've heard people say, well, that's not talking about the Bible, that's talking about Jesus Christ. Now, that's talking about the Bible, amen? Because I'm holding this book in my hand. And people say, well, how can you be so sure, amen? I wish I had your blind faith. Well, my faith's not blind, amen? I love preaching in the nursing home on a new body. You know what? People don't know that the Bible says that we've got an incorruptible, immortal body. You know that? How many churches are in Jackson? And they don't know that the Bible says they got a new body, amen? God's going to wipe away all the tears, be no more sorrow, no more pain, no more sickness, amen? And I had a lady shout out, I sure hope you're right. I said, I didn't write the book, ma'am, amen? God's right. Let God be true and every man a liar. Then Peter and the other apostles said we ought to obey God rather than men. Amen. In 17 verse 11, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, the Bereans. Amen. In Berea. In that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Amen. You know, now Peter was a Jew and the Jews require a sign. All right. So Jesus comes along, he's preaching the Word of God. So Peter heard the Word of God, and Jesus said, let's go out and catch some fish. All right, I'm just going to shorten it a little bit and not quote King James on you, but have a little mercy on me, I'll give you a little grace, amen? But I'm 100% King James, and I'm also TR text on the field, too. I don't use no critical text Bible in Romania like a lot of these guys. Anyhow, they went out and they caught all these fish. Peter seen that the net was breaking, amen? And Peter fell down and he said, depart from me, for I'm a wicked man, amen? I'm a sinner. And Jesus said, from henceforth you're going to catch men, amen? Yep. Heard the Word of God, realized he was a sinner, realized God was dealing with him personally, changed his life forever. Woman at the well. Heard the Word of God, realized she was a sinner. Sir, I perceive that you're a prophet. Yeah, no kidding, amen. She She perceived she was a sinner is what really happened, isn't it? Huh, brother? Isn't that what really happened? And she realized that God was dealing with her personally. What happened to you when you got saved? Amen? And it changed her life forever. What about the Ethiopian eunuch? He heard the Word of God. He knew he was a sinner. He realized God was dealing with him personally. The Philippian jailer. Amen? Paul. It doesn't matter who you name, even to this day. Folks, when I got saved, God came to me. Showed me I was a sinner. And He was the Savior. That's the box. Amen. Glory to God. Changed my life forever. Man, His blood is sufficient. I want to tell you three things that are sufficient. People talk to me all the time with they think they can lose their salvation, okay? I say, so you don't think His blood was sufficient? It's God's blood, Acts chapter 20. He purchased the church with His own blood, with God's blood, amen? You don't think God's blood was sufficient? You know what? One of the dearest things to me, because my daddy was a drunkard, and my dad worked in the same factory over 40 years, and he provided for the family, but he was a drunkard. And he broke his promises, okay? And my dad died a drunkard. And in 1986, in 1990, I was adopted. And the Spirit of God in me bears witness with my spirit that I am a child of God. Amen? I cry, Abba, Father. I don't say anymore, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. I don't say that anymore, amen? Father, He's my daddy. He's the best daddy. And He gives the best hugs, amen? He's given His Son the greatest work on this earth to bind up the broken heart. That's the work of your church, folks. Why don't you get involved with it all you can, amen? This is God's work to bind up the broken heart. Hey, I went the other way down your street because I remember the Dairy Queen down there, but I didn't. I talked myself out of it, amen. But I went into the Family Dollar, and then you know the neighborhood I'm talking about. Whole lot of prisoners captive down there. There's a whole lot that need be set to be seen the liberty that we have in Christ to be free from sin, amen? Yes, to know the truth, amen? And the truth will make you free, amen? Amen? To comfort those that mourn. You know how many people I've seen die? You know how many Christians I know out there that aren't even in church anymore because they're mourning? They're mourning the loss of their pastor. They're mourning the loss of their family or friend. They're mourning the loss of their church. I had a church dissolve on me 20 years, amen. Brother Case knows about it. We're going to carry this hurt the rest of our life, but in the meantime, He comforts us, amen. I got a brand new grandson. He's 2 months old. You know how much I'd love to have my mama see my grandson? You know? But He comforts us. You know, we sorrow, but we don't sorrow as those who have no hope. Amen? I had a cousin get in my face and what a place to do it at a pig roast, amen? Family reunion. Get in my face and start telling me what hypocrites Christians are, amen? And I told him, I said, your uncle, I said, your daddy died. And I said, I love your daddy. And I said, your daddy got saved, and he died when I went to Austria. My first trip overseas, he died when my first couple days overseas, amen? He was like my father. And I said, you love my mom. And I said, my mom died. And I said, when I die, I'm going to be with your dad, and I'm going to be with my mom. I said, where are you going to be? I said, see, that's what real Christianity is about, amen? Christ has defeated death. Whosoever liveth and believeth in Him shall never die. Amen. His grace is sufficient. You know, and Paul was saying that when Paul had that thorn in the flesh, and we all got it. We all got a thorn in the flesh, amen, because we're proud and we need it, amen. But God said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Is it enough? Is His blood enough? Is His, you know, we got the Word of God. Is the Word of God enough? Do you need some vision? Do you need to speak in tongues? I spoke in tongues my first time in the Catholic confessional. I thought you were still supposed to tell the priest everything, you know? And I went in there as a 14-year-old boy and I told him everything. And he said, you got to say 500 Our Fathers and 500 Hail Marys. And I was, what? And he started going, blah, 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 blah. I thought, I can do that. So I sat there and blah, 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 for 10 minutes, amen? And so that was my experience with tongues, and that was it, amen, as far as what they call tongues. Tongues is a known language, you know, if I started, Ascuta, Sucescavunti, Suse, Salvatore, right? If I started talking to you in Romanian, you know, right? That's tongues. But what do you need? I heard old Lanny Hasbrook say one time, what do you need? God to hit you over the head with a bag of rocks? You know, knock you off your horse? No, come on, we got the Word of God. We have His blood, we have His adoption, we have His grace, we have His love. Is God's love enough? I tell people, all this religion, I tell them, I said, you know what? You deny the blood, you deny His grace. I don't care what anybody says. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9 is in the book, and I got a whole lot of verses that go along with it. For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. Amen. It's God's salvation. Amen. And people need to know. And all you got to do is tell them. And if they don't want it, that's their decision. But in the meantime, we are sowers and waterers. And God gives the increase. But God can't save your family. God cannot save your friends. God cannot save your co-workers if you don't tell them. Faith comes by hearing. And it's no different with around the world, folks. God's keeping us going in America. He's keeping money in your pocket in America. So you can tell around the world through missions. Wow. Wow. I never thought I'd be a missionary, but just to know that God can use me to send missionaries around the world. He's enough. One last verse, 2 Corinthians 3:5. I don't like all the new evangelical stuff. I read these books, it's like all about you. You've got the power in you, and God loves you. How do you know the love of God without knowing how great a sinner you are? God commended His love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I mean, the love of God is shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Spirit because of the fact that I know I'm a sinner and He's my Savior. Amen? I don't understand that. But this me esteem, self-esteem, you know, Crystal Cathedral stuff, that, folks, I'm a mess. I really am. I got problems with my flesh. I tell people look at me and say, men can be real jerks. Women can be fun too. But people in general, Americans are complainers, folks. We are spoiled babies, man. We look at our children and it's like, well, where did they get it from anyhow, amen? Second Corinthians 3:5. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think that anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Jesus is all you need. Amen. Preacher, you come.
Our eyes closed, folks. We'll have an invitation. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that message, brother. He's sufficient. He's all we need. Teenager, He's all you need in your life. Couldn't help but think, ladies, if we could play 292, song 292, and we won't sing yet, folks. We won't sing yet, but just a few questions tonight, folks. We'll have an invitation.